Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Seychelle Van Poole.
I'm Sarah Reynolds.
I'm Wendy Papazan.
And I'm Via Williams. Ladies, every good thing must come to an end, and Empire Building Podcast is no exception. Now, we all know the podcast is going to continue to deliver phenomenal content and keep on going, hopefully forever and ever. But today is my final episode as the co-host of the amazing Empire Building Podcast, and I was able to write this episode and do a lot of reflection walking into this recording, so I'm excited to jump into this. It's interesting because I thought about two options for this episode. And the first option was very self-indulgent. It was just, you know, talking about what we wanted to talk about and fun memories. But it felt really important for me to end it with giving back value to our listeners and doing a framework of what we have learned and passing that on, because I think that is so much a theme of what this podcast has been. Plus, I couldn't end this without a framework anyway. So I am going to ask for an indulgent few minutes, though, and since it's my podcast today, it's my episode today, then that's the deal. Get a little indulgence.
You're on.
Because I have been thinking about it a lot, and, you know, it's been an incredible 2.5 year run, ladies, like so incredible. And so you just, you know, you can set up groups of people. And you just don't know if the chemistry is going to be right, if it's going to work. And this has just worked. I mean, it has just been such a great run. We've recorded 150 episodes. This is our 151st episodes. We've had over 600,000 downloads with zero budget, I might add. Like, we have done no promotion, like no. We don't even have do we have a website? I don't even know.
Kind of.
We do.
Kind of.
Do we even have an Instagram account yet? Like, even know.
We do not know.
We have
a Facebook page, though.
Do we?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a hashtag. It's a really big number, and it puts us in a top percentage of podcasts. And I think, you know, as a passion project,
top 5%.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, actually. Mm-hmm. As a passion project, right? It's been phenomenally successful, and it's just fed me so much. I was just reflecting on our listeners and how closely bonded I feel towards them. I for all of you guys listening, truly, this is going to make me, this is what's going to do it, is going to be talking about you guys today. I promised myself I wouldn't cry. So I'm not going to cry.
But, why would you make a promise like that?
Because I want to deliver good content to our people. That's why. Yeah.
Sometimes crying is good content. You can do both at the same time. Especially here. Yeah.
You can do both.
I just performed. I just performed like a little poodle. I just did the little, yeah, there we go. All done. All done with the cry session. Okay.
Okay.
Because, it's when I think of our listeners and it really makes me cry because, you know, all of the direct messages, the text messages, the emails, the running into you guys in real life, the being in a restaurant and someone hearing my voice and coming over and introducing themselves to me because they didn't recognize my face, they recognize my voice. And, you know, all of that, you guys have revealed so much of yourself to me, of your struggle to me. And I couldn't say it in enough words. How honored that makes me feel. So, you know, from every message, every conversation I've had, I do want to thank you first and foremost, our listeners. It's not that, you know, you're ahead of my beautiful, amazing co-hosts, but it is because of you that we've been able to have this opportunity.
Absolutely.
And this experience. And so I just have to start there. I just have to start with a huge thank you. I did my journal this morning and, you know, I use a prompting journal and it said, you know, how do you want to be today? And I just said grateful. That's how I felt walking into today. I did a lot of reflection this morning and I was like, just so grateful. And it's really because of the listeners. And then secondly, it's because of you guys, my co-hosts, you know. We launched this shockingly in February of 2020, not knowing at all what was in front of us. And the most hours we put in, and if you're doing any podcast, you'll find the most hours you put in are up front. Yes. And that all happened at the peak of that first quarantine in the pandemic. I cannot tell you what a life-saving thing that was to be on Zoom with you ladies, you know, hours upon hours when the world was falling apart, when we were uncertain.
It was our weekly joy.
It was.
It was incredible. I mean, hours upon hours. And, you know, we would record an episode or two, then we'd just talk, you know, figure things out, figure leadership out.
It was, do you remember when we thought we were going to
fly in? I look back and that was so amazing.
Do you remember when we thought we were going to fly in every single month and
do this
in person together?
Like, isn't that fun?
How did we ever think that was realistic, that that was going to happen?
It makes me laugh. Can you imagine? Laugh, like, we're like, well, what's our travel schedule going to be? And like, we thought you had to do this in person. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, it would have been fun because you guys would be flying to Austin and I would just be driving down to the studio. So.
But isn't that funny how like wrong we were? I mean, and do our listeners know, like, we've never done a lot. The only live podcast episodes we've done were the first two when we, when we launched it. And then the one on stage.
We interviewed Sarita, right?
We did interview Sarita.
I wasn't there, but then, I think a couple of you guys were.
Yeah, we did a couple live, and that, but that was really early on. I mean, that was in our first 10, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't at that Sarita one. I think you guys were all there for something, and I wasn't there, but.
Yeah. Crazy.
And you know what? It is a gift of the pandemic that we, you know, when you look back at the success of the podcast, I think that it takes time to develop chemistry, rhythm. How do you not interrupt each other? How do you create hand signals like we do? And all the things that we just do so naturally. You know, we were given the gift of time. And that's, you know, that could be part of the reason it's just worked so well. And, you know, speaking of working, the gift that I want to give back to our listeners is we started this. None of us have podcast experience. And we just kind of came together and dove in with literally zero budget. And so the gift I wanted to give to our listeners today, for those of you who have thought about having a podcast, maybe you have a podcast, maybe there's one in your future, or if you're, you know, if you're never going to have a podcast, I think you might find it interesting, some of the lessons that we've learned. So I think that today our gift is I just want to go through what I've learned, what we've learned, and some 12 do's and don'ts of launching a podcast.
Well, and I want to make sure, I mean, looking at these do's and don'ts, they're amazing for, of course, what we're going to talk about in terms of launching a podcast. But if you, maybe you're a listener and say you don't have any desire or see that in your future, these are huge for just like building content, teaching, training, speaking. These can actually be used. These do's and don'ts can actually be used across multiple items. So don't tune us out if you have no desire to start a podcast, because these can be used across multiple things. They're so good. So good what we're about to share. So thank you, Via, for prepping it.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for saying that, because I agree. I think it's just valuable content anyway. And I think it's also curious content. So even if you're never going to have a podcast, I think I would be curious if you know, for all of our listeners, you know, I think I would be curious to know, like, what have we learned, you know, doing this? So you want to take us away, Sarah?
Yeah.
I
want to dive in to number one as... And we will get there, I promise. But it has been such an honor doing this podcast with you, Via. I can speak on behalf, I believe, of all of our, all of my amazing co-hosts, of just what an honor it has been. My pages and pages of notes that I've learned from you, and not only while recording the podcast, but in preparation for content. You are by far one of the most phenomenal communicators I have had the honor of knowing as a friend.
Without question.
And you have used that gift of communication for our listeners and for me personally. And I just want to say thank you. And I'm excited for what's ahead for you. I'm also excited for what's ahead in terms of this episode on the do's and don'ts of taking what we've learned and sharing with our listeners. But thank you so much for multiple years of commitment. And we've been blessed to have you on here. So
thank you. I appreciate that. The people are what Diane, who's watching us on YouTube, our one watcher is, you know, saw me with my hand on my heart. I was saying thank you, like with my gestures. And I realized we are on a podcast, so I need to say thank you out loud. But I wasn't being ungrateful. I was just like patting my heart. So our one watcher knew that.
Anyway. Yeah, I think, you know, I had the same executive assistant for 6 years. And then when I got a new executive assistant, my husband, George, said to her, you know, she said, it's really hard filling Lydia's shoes, which was my previous executive assistant. And he said, make your own shoes. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's going to be, this is a void for us on the podcast and for you in your future, like in terms of making the things that are important to you right now a priority and all of that, we are encouraging you and cheering you on for that and making our own shoes in different areas of our life. So, and we can use Thank these you. Lessons. So let's dive into lesson number one on the do's and don'ts in terms of running a podcast. Number one, spend as much time as necessary answering this one question. So get your pen out. What is a listener going to get when they tune into my podcast? So the question that you want to be asking first and foremost is, what's in it for the listener to listen to you, right? This means that you should choose your niche and stay focused on that. So there's a lot of things that you could do a podcast on, but making sure that you're focused on a niche. For us at Empire Building, it was all about building a bigger business. It is about building a bigger business and an even bigger life. And so it's so important for you to focus on one niche in terms of what you want your podcast to be about and what your listeners can take out of that niche.
Yeah.
So smart. I love that. And then once you've figured out your niche, you want to go on to number two, which is also spend time thinking about who your primary audience is. Who's your avatar? Who's going to be listening to your podcast? You might have a large niche, right? Like, so us, we talk to small business owners, or you might have a really small niche. I went for a walk with a good friend of mine, and she thinks that her podcast is probably going to hit 400 to 500 people an episode. And for her, that's absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. So you also want to think about what problem are you solving, right? What itch are you scratching? You'd rather be aspirin than vitamins. So you want to definitely solve a problem.
That's good.
Mm. Like for us, we knew when we were thinking about our audience that it, you know, although we do have male and female and, you know, probably some non-binary folks listening, our primary audience is women and a lot of women who have children, honestly. So women running a big business. And so the majority of our information is really geared towards you guys.
Yeah. Can I just jump in on this? Because when Sarah kind of, you know, intro'd this, she made a good point. For any of you guys who create content, who teach, who speak, even with social media, right? This number two point, the more you get to know your primary audience and know what keeps them up at night, what their problems are, what gets them excited, what, you know, anything about them, the better presenter you're going to be. It has to do with a concept called proximity. The closer in proximity you are to your target market, the more engaged you will get that target market. So it's hard to talk about, I think, number two without talking about number one, which is, look, what are they going to get when they tune in? And one of the examples I have is I, from time to time, listen to Morbid, a phenomenal true crime podcast. And I just know what I'm going to get. I like listening to How I Built This, right? On NPR. Mm-hmm. Cause I just, maybe in that week, I want to listen to how businesses reform. So they have to know what they're going to get, but then you have to know who your audience is that's making that decision. I just wanted to kind of throw that out there.
It's so a good point.
You know, it's interesting. We're going to go on to number three, and this might be controversial. I don't know. Maybe you guys will just, I don't think you'll disagree because we haven't adhered to this. But I remember Googling podcasts and just, you know, researching them kind of early on. And in almost every article, it said, you know, the world's getting shorter form. Like, podcasts have to be 30 minutes or under. The attention spans are waning and all of this stuff. And I'm going to say a number three, here's a don't. And I do not think you should feel pressured to keep your podcast. That was a good Freudian slip. Do not feel pressured to keep your podcast.
For toddlers.
Yeah, I know. Well, that podcast would be a cute toddler
that's
podcast
a great name,
actually.
Yeah,
maybe it exists. Yeah. We should search it.
You could interview toddlers going through potty training.
I mean, Lincoln will be our first star.
Yes! Yeah.
Boys are a little tougher than girls.
I know. Do not
feel pressured to keep your podcast 30 minutes or less. That is my don't right now. And I can tell you that some content flow naturally ends at 20 or 25 minutes. And it's good to have a mix of some short form ones in there. And some of them are 42 minutes. Some of them are 45 minutes. You know, there is a limit. I mean, you know, we're not all Joe Rogan or Rich Roll or Ed Milet. You know, the 2-3 hour podcast, you know, probably is not advisable. But I just don't think, I think 30 minutes is somewhat arbitrary.
Well, and what's interesting is that I think a lot of content has gone in that direction. So if you watch a series on HBO or Hulu, you know, back in the day, there was this prescribed window, you know, on national television where you had to be
30 minutes
plus 3 commercials, you know. And now with streaming, a lot of times the episodes are 1 hour and 6 minutes. They're 53 minutes. It really varies.
I agree. I think that's one of the pluses of doing a podcast, right? Is like you don't have to be structured within a certain time frame. You know, brevity is not one of my strengths. If you read any of my social media posts, I struggle, right? And so I like the ability to be able to really communicate something in the best way and not be constrained a certain amount of time. And I think that's one of the biggest benefits of a podcast is you don't have to be. Everyone can be a little bit different depending on what the topic is, which is awesome.
Yeah. So number four, I think the average podcast lasts about 6 episodes. I read that somewhere. Yeah, it's really short.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's a lot of content being put out there. And so you really need to time block for it. You have to be maniacal about putting regular, consistent recording and prep time on your calendar. If you don't do it, it's not going to happen. You know, most of us have really busy lives, and eventually that podcast is just going to get buried in the whirlwind of daily life. So you need to commit to a regular recording time. So originally when we did it once a week, and then we realized that it was more efficient to record 2 to 3 episodes every 2 to 3 weeks. And that way we could take some time off for Christmas or vacations. And then honestly, those of you that are thinking about doing a podcast by yourself, I would argue that getting a partner is the one thing that would make everything easier or unnecessary, because I know for the 3 of us, it's been great. You know, one of us can go on vacation. The 3 of us can handle it. We've had 2 people on here. So that's been really efficient.
So I had to Google maniacal. So I'm going to assume some of our listeners are like me. That's an amazing word. I've actually never heard it. And so maniacal about your time blocking is exhibiting extreme, wild, or violent behavior, meaning being very extreme about time blocking the podcast into your schedule. It's maniacal.
Yes, you wrote this
We're
episode.
Maniacal about it.
It is.
Well, you know what a maniac is, right?
Yes. I see that now on the Google.
Yeah.
On the Googs. Well, and that leads right into perfectly into
Goog.
5. Yeah, on the Googs. That's what Quinny calls it. So that leads right into the next one, though, which is do be consistent and have a regular schedule that your audience can count on for when they can get your episode. And so for us, our drops have been on Mondays, and that's been for 151 Mondays. Without fail, even on holidays, you have gotten our podcast. And what happens when you're inconsistent that we've noticed is that you tend to fall out of somebody's listening repertoire or listening order. And so I know for me personally, I look forward to getting to share and hear with you, you know, hear you guys every Monday too, because we listen to our episodes and share notes as well back. And I always learn something. Even when we record it, I always go back and learn something different every time.
I do want to add, I think it's okay to have seasons, you know, and mm-hmm. to have breaks, mm-hmm. but as long as there's a decent cluster of episodes in a season, and you know, in retro, maybe, in fact, it's probably advisable to have that because you can kind of, it can be a relentless schedule when you're that consistent. Mm-hmm. So it's not saying not to have seasons, but I think you have to have a very strong level of consistency over the years.
Okay, so I'm a number watcher, so I watch our rankings of our podcasts, and I will tell you our consistency beats most that have seasons. Because consistency, I tell my team all the time, and I want to tell our listeners, consistency beats talent, luck, good intentions, and even quality. If you're consistent with something, you will get a result. And so, yes, there are many podcasts that do seasons. I do believe that a big part of what has made our podcast what it is we have been consistent. And I've seen us go higher on the rankings when other podcasts that only have seasons decline, drop off. And so, just good to know for this amazing
And the other thing about seasons is you have to have a vehicle to let people know that the new season is dropping. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that, then it can really be tricky.
Smart. True. So.
Yeah, I guess where I was coming from, like I agree with you guys, and mm-hmm. also where I'm coming from is a lot of podcasters. This is not. I mean, they're not making a living doing it. Right. And I think it's okay to give yourself grace. If consistency means doing seasons, then I would rather see that than dropping periodic episodes that aren't predictable and consistent, I think is where I was coming from. Mm-hmm. But that's really good data to know, Sarah. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's awesome. Well, and you know, number six is perfect for this, which is don't do this unless you're willing to devote a lot of hours to it, right? Even if you're doing seasons, like I think all of us can say for every episode that you get, there's a series of hours behind it that is spent researching, writing, editing, giving feedback. And so there's at least, you know, anywhere from 3 to 10 hours per episode that you're getting of research and content and effort behind it. So if you think about 150 times, let's just, average that out, right? We're over thousands of hours in delivering this to you all. So if that's not something that you're passionate about and interests you, maybe there's another way in which you can share your gift with the world. But I think all of us were a little shocked at how many hours it actually took for us to create and provide a quality podcast on a regular basis.
You know, Seychelle, when I was listening to you say that, I realized I forgot a do. I forgot a do, and maybe we'll just put it in here. And that is, you have to really, really ask yourself what the outcome you want out of all of these hours doing a podcast is. Mm-hmm. I mean, that maybe should have been 1, 2, or 3 now that mm-hmm. I think about it. Because, you know, our outcome was really from contribution, and I think a little bit of like lightening the load of the week, just enjoying it, enjoying a vehicle to write content, you know, and feeding her best life. We have an amazing women's organization that we love supporting, but I think that we should probably have added that. I was just thinking about that when
That's
you said
great. It. That's awesome feedback on that.
Yeah, so smart. Well, the next do, number 7 or 8, you need help. You really need help to do this. Highly, highly recommend it. So Jay and I launched a podcast probably about 5 or 6 years ago called Inside ATX. And I and my team ended up doing all the back end work. We did all the editing, and it was just a lot. And we just ended up kind of giving up on it. We did a whole year. And in retrospect, if we'd had someone to do the back end that we could have paid, but you know, back then there just wasn't as many companies to choose from. And so just having your systems and help is great. Like we use Asana for our scheduling. And then we record on riverside.fm. So all of those tools have been really, really helpful.
Zencastr is a good one too. Zencastr and Riverside mm-hmm. are kind of two good ones.
That's where we started. Yeah. Zencastr.
Yep. I've been a guest mm-hmm. on a lot of podcasts. It almost feels like Zencastr is more popular when I'm a guest anyway than Riverside, but it varies.
At Her Best Life, we're not just building businesses. We're growing our net worth, leveraging our platforms for good, and living our big lives. And that's what Empire Circle is all about. It's an executive membership designed for ambitious business women leaders who want more. More growth, more profit, more impact, and more freedom. This is where powerful, deep connections meet powerful results. Apply now at herbestlife.com and join us by stepping in to Empire Circle.
Yeah, we've enjoyed both.
So my favorite do is be authentic and real. That's what your audience wants from you. The good news is this is not a morning FM radio to where you have to fall within certain rules of who you can or cannot be. Like you can talk about taking ashwagandha.
Oh, God, I sat still. Do you remember what episode that was?
No. Or being an anti-influencer. Best ever.
Well, I wasn't there. I know. When I listened to it, I had to pull over.
I literally had
to pull over. I thought I was going to crash my car.
To this day, if I see the word ashwagandha, I laugh out loud. It's so funny. Oh, my God.
And for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, you've just got to figure it out.
Let's put it in show notes. We need to find that episode.
We'll figure it out. What was it, though? It was your health issue?
Yeah, we were talking about
health journey.
Wait.
Stress or something?
What was it? Sleeping. Sleeping?
I don't think it was your health episode, though.
It wasn't your health episode because I was there.
No.
I think it was against Seychelles.
It was so funny.
We'll
figure it out.
I had to Google it. Yes.
I just died.
Vitamin.
Yes. Sure.
That was one of the very few times. I can't
special
remember.
Vitamin.
We might have had to like pause recording because we couldn't talk.
Yeah. It was awesome. The point is you be you. You don't have to have the most polished voice in the world. They want you. If they're listening, mm-hmm. they want you. Your perspective, your experience. I think some of our best episodes have been like, we haven't prepped. We've just talked. Like, we're just us, right? Which we're always us. That was one of our commitments to our listeners, mm-hmm. is to be authentic. But I just want to encourage all of our listeners, you know, there's only one you. It's one in a 95th millionth of a chance that there can be someone with the same top 5 strengths as you in the same order. So there's only one you. So be you, bring you to the podcast, and don't apologize for that. That's what your listeners want. So be authentically you.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's a cool medium because your physical voice just doesn't matter. People that of all types of voices can succeed. It's your inner voice that they want. Your experience, your sharing, and that's the beauty of this venue. It's a long form opportunity to share all of that, right?
I think that's been a big gift.
Number 9,
the four of us is. We all have such different perspectives and such different strengths and such different things that we bring to the table that, like, to Wendy's point of having a partner or having somebody that does it with you, I think that's been a huge gift. And Via, I mean, one of the many reasons why I cherish you as a co-host of ours is because everybody brings different things to the table. And your ability to take really big, hard topics and boil them down into something like our Upper Limit episode that you and I got to do together, where I had never even heard of that before. And then that set me on a path to go and research that and figure out what that was. And I see it popping up all over in my world, all over the place now. But that's something that I never even would have known about had you not been so willing to share your heart and your experiences and what you were going through. And I can just think about dozens of times over the last couple of years where your vulnerability and your willingness to be real and be authentic and be vulnerable has gifted me something really beautiful with that too. So I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you. It means a lot. Thank you. Love you, ladies. Number 9. Changing gears a little bit. And this kind of has to do with, you know, the editor thing, but don't do this unless you are willing to invest some financial resources and proper equipment. Sound matters on a podcast. And when I turn on a podcast, someone I know who's one of the most amazing presenters and minds that I know launched a podcast a few years ago with horrible sound quality. I couldn't even listen. To a person that I really enjoy listening. So sound really, really matters. There's a lot of articles. It's easy to figure out what to do. But the brief version is a lot of padding. So carpets are good. You know, sometimes it means quilts on walls. I know Wendy had to pad up a lot. You know, just if you're in like a hardwood echoey room, that's not going to be good. So you want to deaden the sound.
Yeah, I had to get a rug. I got a giant rug in here. Yeah.
Yeah, I use a Rode mic. There's a million mics. You know, you can, there's a ton of articles on this. For some reason, the world likes to analyze microphones for podcasts and stuff, but I don't know why. But, you know, yeah. I just, you do need to, that is, you know, that is worthy of it. If you're going to, if video is going to be important, you know, get a studio light, like figure out your lighting. Like I actually have covers on my lights above me because I'm in a fluorescent light environment. Mm. Like there, you know, there's just, you do have to invest in some infrastructure. There's a, I think a time and a money element to committing to this.
Agreed.
Yep. All right, say you're up.
I got distracted in what you were saying. I'm sorry. Like, yes. So
she's looking around.
You're on the googs.
I'm on the googs. I'm still looking up ashwagandha.
She's looking up ashwagandha.
I was trying to figure out how to spell it. So number 10 is do good content. And have a show framework. Have a show framework and structure for how you want how you want your show to go. And so for us, right, we try to write things that are going to be evergreen or might hit somebody at a different season. And so you can go back and like listen to a previous episode and it's not tied to a specific date or time. We're not trying to be the news for you. We're really working through what it's like to build a business. And we go through all sorts of different seasons with that. And then show up prepared. I think that's one of the most important things and the most beautiful things about my three co-hosts is we always show up ready to go. And
that is complete BS.
We just said.
I think we do.
I'm like, oh, she could actually say that.
I do think we show up.
Okay. I think we're just good at winging it better than others.
I don't know.
Okay, well, that could be true. I don't know. But I'm going to argue this. Even your like not prepared is still like a level 7 or 8 prepared for somebody else.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
We're all content creators and content providers. And so admittedly, that's...
Well, and like you remember, our first few episodes were kind of, we didn't really know what we were going to do. And so we just had like a loose outline and we just had some bullet points. And then we were like, you know what? We need more. And so we got systematized and we said, one person's going to take each episode. They're going to kind of own it. And we're going to break it up. So like we evolved into more preparation.
Yeah. Well, and I think that we also like when we're talking about something, it's either something we're really working on learning because we're feeling forward at something. So we're having to put a lot of effort into it personally anyways, or it's something we're really good at. So usually when you're getting one of us writing an episode, it's one of the two extremes that we're really working hard at.
Or we're really bad at it.
Right. That's what I mean. Like we're failing at it and trying to learn and grow through it. So we're actively in the pursuit of getting better at that. I mean, I think about Sarah's health episode is a great one, you know, where we talked about habits and that set her on this whole amazing journey. And that was something she really prepared for because it was something she was actively trying to figure out in her own life right now.
Well, and if you do it on a topic you know, passionate or a master in, and then you're authentically you, like we talked about, I think that has been what has allowed for us to bring good content over the years is we all show up being us and devoting the time. I think when you have 4 co-hosts, you could be like doing other things at the same time as recording sometimes. Whereas I feel like we have all been all in when we're recording. Our minds are who we are is present. And I think that has really added to the content as well. And so, yes, could we have been maybe a little bit more prepared at times? Sure. And I rather have authentically us showing up, you know, with the content being good as well. So we've worked together as a team.
Well, I think it would be boring, like number 11 for us is don't read just from a script, right? I think it would be boring if everything was so scripted out that we didn't have the ability to be authentic and
nobody wants that.
And riff and laugh. And, yeah, you can hear it. You can feel it. It feels stuffy. It feels very formal. And if I want that, I'm going to go read a book or I'm going to listen to an Audible. Like if I'm listening to a podcast, I want to know what's really going on in their world. And I think a framework has given us the structure. And I think from there, we've allowed ourselves freedom to show up as who we are. So I've loved that.
I mean, that's kind of a work in progress. I've listened to episodes and I'll just like blame myself. Like from time to time, you can't help it. 2.5 year run for us. Like there have been times I've listened. I'm like, oh, I was probably reading. Like you can kind of hear I'm reading. Mm-hmm. It's not like a perfect science, but I think in general, that might've been because it was a really important intro or outro that I wanted to, you know, make sure I didn't miss any key points. The point is, none of us have ever read for a whole episode. Like mm-hmm. that would just not be good. Right. So, you know, we always have a script in front of us. Some are more complete than others, depending on the day. But there's always a framework and a script. Mm-hmm. And Wendy, you're right. We got into a great rhythm. This has worked really well. We just really got, we're all four really good content creators. And another grateful is you guys, like, this made us better. It so, really absolutely. Made us better to get into that rhythm and crystallize concepts. And I'm so blessed. I feel so grateful for that. So thank you again for that.
Well, and I mean, honestly, what has been amazing for me is often, yeah, I mean, I learned so much from all of you and I don't always learn it in the moment. Like I'm too busy listening and being mm-hmm. present. And
Sarah and I have talked about that before.
Mm-hmm. And then going back and listening to the episode afterwards, first of all, laughing at my own jokes, admitted.
Of course, as one should.
But then also learning, like it just sinks in, you know, it's really great. So, I mean, I have learned an enormous amount. I mean, the best way to learn is to teach, mm-hmm, right, mm-hmm. guys? And so that's essentially a lot of times what you're doing with your podcast is you're helping people understand what's going on with you.
Mm-hmm. Sarah and I had a couple of conversations about how like, we'll look back and go, God, Seychelles was so good in that episode. And like, we'll take notes listening to it, but during it, you're just focused on like recording.
Yeah.
Wendy was so good. Yeah.
So that leads into
Seychelles especially sounds wise. Like when you listen to her later, I don't know what it is. Really good.
What is it different?
You don't know this.
Yeah, I'm like, what is it it's different like, about like know. When I'm in Sometimes, person? Where you're like, nah, I don't know about that.
I don't know. But really, like, you just sound great. Especially wise on the podcast.
Really like, good.
I'm like,
Thank you.
Oh, man, she's so deep. Yeah,
I received that. Well, I've also been like, we started recording this right when I went into like. I don't know, just a really hard season. And so I've really appreciated your levity because I've been like in it. I feel like I'm just now coming back out. And so you guys have really gifted me so much laughter, like so much laughter. And in a time, that was hard. And so I'm super thankful for that. So if I was deeper, it probably is because I was like in it. And y'all brought me so much lightness.
You're also just really smart.
You are really deep.
Really smart.
Thank you. I'll take you guys here.
So well, you're wise beyond your years. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, every episode, I'm like always like, man, say, like writing stuff down. I'm like, so good. So good.
Thanks.
So number 12, and I think this is really goes with a lot of what Via was saying just a few minutes ago. When you want to be good at something, right, you got to work on it. And I think a lot of people choose an interview style podcast. So if you are going to do that, don't have an interview format unless you're willing to devote time into becoming a great interviewer. And that is something that I have observed Vropra. Via get better and better at and work on be very intentional. Every time I do an interview, I pull up my notes from Via because she's been so intentional about that and learning to be a very active listener because that's a big part of interviewing others, reading them, watching the time, learning the topic. All of those things are super important. So if you are going to choose a more interview type format, make sure that you spend time becoming a master interviewer.
Yeah. And there's no, you don't, I don't know. I haven't found a book that says how to be a good interviewer, but it's just constantly being on the lookout. I listen to, first of all, you know, and again, I'm thinking of all these do's. I'm adding another one. Do listen to other podcasts. I don't think you should have a podcast unless, personally, my belief is that unless you are a podcast fan. I am a massive, avid podcast listener. I have a variety of different podcasts I listen to, but you know, there's podcast topics on it sometimes, like there's articles. You just have to kind of be vigilant about keeping your eyes open, about searching, and about keeping up on that, I think.
Agreed.
That was number 12, which means that's it. But I'm going to add one more. I'm going to add one more. So it's lucky number 13. I think that Wendy kind of stole my thunder, but I'm not going to hold it against her. I'm not going to hold it against her. But, you know, I think that the bonus one is to pick co-hosts that you look forward to spending time with, that you respect, that are intelligent, articulate, talented, skilled, that are compatible content creators with you. You know, you have similar timing. If all of you can wing it together, that's better. If all of you need a lot of prep, be with those people. Mixing the two would be oil and water. So, you know, do be sure you're with someone that can roll with how you create content and what your timing is on that. I think that, you know, I could not have had better co-hosts. I feel completely blessed and honored to have done this with you guys. I really do. I can't wait to be like your number one listener, which I will be. And I just want to thank you. You know, I just want to thank you for your support, your grace, your wisdom, your, you know, your in-between recording conversations that sometimes were funny and sometimes got really deep, you know, and just, you know, that's it. That's it. I'm just going to leave it at that because it's been an awesome run. And, you know, we're still luckily super close friends. I get to see you all the time, talk to you all the time. But this chapter is coming to an end and that makes me cry a little bit. So for the last time, everybody, I'm going to sign off as the Empire Aww. Building co-host that I have been. And it is, I love you too. I'm going to say the last outro, which is, it is my hope, all of you listeners, to my beautiful co-hosts, Wendy, Sarah, and Seychelle, that you all continue to have a big business and an even bigger life. This time with Wendy, Sarah, Seychelle, and whoever comes on next. Love you.
We love you.
Bye.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.